You want to be sure you are the best in the business before introducing the model that disrupts the status quo.
This is The Entrepreneur Way with Neil Ball. Unlocking the secrets of successful entrepreneurs 7 days a week. Subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Twitter at Neil D. Ball. Napoleon Hill said the power of the mastermind is the driving force. To discover how you can unlock the potential in your business using the power of a mastermind, go to mastermindunlimited.com. And now, here is your host, Neil Ball.
Hello, it's Neil Ball here. Thank you so much for joining me today on The Entrepreneur Way. The Entrepreneur Way is about the entrepreneur's journey, the vision, the mindset, the commitment, the sacrifice, failures and successes. I am so excited to bring you our special guest today, Indra C. Dambi. But before I introduce you to Indra, I have a quote for you by Samuel Beckett. Ever tried, ever failed, no matter, try again, fail better. The Entrepreneur Way asks the questions so we all get the insight, inspiration and ideas to apply in our businesses. Indra, welcome to the show. Are you ready to share your version of the Entrepreneur Way with us?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I'm glad you are, Indra. And thank you very much for coming on the show today.
My pleasure is mine.
Dr. Indra C. Dambi is the medical director at the Center for Network Therapy and is recognized as a leading expert and pioneer in the field of addiction medicine. Under her leadership, the Center for Network Therapy started New Jersey's first state-licensed ambulatory or outpatient detoxification program for all substances nearly 3 years ago. Indra is board certified in general psychiatry and double board certified in addiction medicine. She is the vice president of the New Jersey Society of Addiction Medicine and is fluent in 5 languages, including Russian. Indra, can you provide us with some more insight into your business and personal life to allow us to get to know more about who you are and what you do?
I am a board-certified psychiatrist with a specialization in addiction psychiatry. Mm-hmm. Given the opiate epidemic in America, I'm busy working. Mm-hmm. On the personal front, I have 12-year-old twin daughters and I enjoy spending time with them.
Wow. So can you take us back in time and talk about the time from when you started your business?
When I started my business, Well, it was 7 years ago when I opened the doors for this ambulatory detoxification outpatient model. Mm-hmm. So we know that addiction is a chronic disease and quitting the substance of choice is not as easy as it sounds. So I enjoy the challenge of helping people recover from addictive substances. It makes my day when my former patients call me to report that they have been sober for an extended period of time. It makes me happy and that's what motivates me to keep working hard. So for the past 7 years, I've been working every single day. I've not been able to shut down the doors because they are detoxifying from substances. So 7 days a week, I have to get to work.
So you work 7 days a week for 7 years?
Yes.
Wow, that is commitment.
It is. And you can see we have this opiate epidemic and our success rate is pretty high compared to the national success rate at this point in time. So I take pride in it.
Mm-hmm. What do you enjoy most about what you do?
The outcome, when a patient is doing good, when I see and I hear people lost their loved ones, and when I come to work and my patients are sober or they are working towards getting their sobriety under the belt, that makes my day. And I see that nobody should be dying for this opiate epidemic. So that keeps me going, and I enjoy the result of my hard work.
And what drives you to do what you do?
My belief, Neil, is that addiction is treatable. Having said that, any individual suffering from addiction issues can live a wholesome and productive life. This belief in me drives me to get out of bed and go to work every day.
How do you relax when you're not working in your business?
I relax by spending time with my friends and family, watch Indian movies, which are not very realistic, but they do help me relax by taking me to a dreamland. Got to understand, Neil, that I left India at the age of 18, and I only go to visit my motherland every now and then. So I live permanently in America. So watching these Indian movies bring me back to India.
Do you have any entrepreneurial role models?
Absolutely, yes. Elon Musk is my role model because he persevered against all odds to successfully introduce the disruptive technology to the marketplace. In addiction treatment space, I introduced a disruptive treatment modality, which is the outpatient detoxification. I've been fighting large organizations with deep pockets who are invested in the inpatient detoxification model to make the outpatient model the norm.
Indra, you've told us a little bit about your business and your personal life. Now what we're going to do is go back in time and talk about the time before you were an entrepreneur. What difficulties did you have to overcome when you started your business?
Now, when I started introducing the outpatient model, most treatment providers were skeptical if this model could work. Mm-hmm. They questioned the safety of outpatient detoxification simply because at the end of each day after the treatment, my patients would return to the home where they were using to start with. But that is what made my model successful, because these patients go home and learn not to touch drugs and learn how to deal with their stresses on a day-to-day basis. And if they had any difficulties, they came back the next day and asked for appropriate help. So over time, I was able to prove that the outpatient detoxification could be a safe alternative for the inpatient detoxification, and it delivers better outcomes.
I don't know anything about what you're doing, Indra, or addiction, but logically it seems to me that if people can keep coming back to you the next day, if they have a problem, you can help them out the next day. If somebody goes and stays in a place and then they're so-called cured, or whatever the phrase is, they're no longer dependent, they go home, they could start using whatever they were using before, and there's not the same checks in place to stop that from happening. So your way sounds like a logical way to me.
That's right, because inpatient meaning, like, you're taking the person who's using substances and keeping them in a bubble, safety, in a structured environment, and after completing, say, 10 to 15 days or even like 3 months inpatient, and they come out to their home environment, they're coming back to the same chaos, and that puts them at a high risk because the tolerance to drugs have gone down now. So even using 2 bags of heroin would kill them.
Mm-hmm. Did you have any doubts that delayed you starting your business?
Nothing delayed me. All I did was I completed a fellowship in addiction psychiatry and had a good fortune of being trained by the best in the field. So I had little doubt that I could make this work. I started this level of care as soon as the state of New Jersey made a license available to me. So there was not much of a delay in starting.
What mistakes did you make that slowed your journey?
The mistake that I made, Neil, was to assume that the treatment community would start to support this model in a relatively short period of time. But I'm finding that the large incumbent inpatient players are utilizing this market muscle to slow the adoption of outpatient detoxification.
It's one of those things, this. It's a bit like, have you ever read the book The Innovator's Dilemma?
Oh, no.
Well, I mean, presumably it's cheaper for you to do it the way you're doing it than the way that other people do it. They're never going to want to go to the way you're doing it because they want to keep doing it the way they do it.
And that model, I have nothing against people doing their way, but then the model of inpatient has been failing patients and people are dying. So we need to look at a newer model that's been introduced now and that is successful. So that is where I'm seeing the resistance still. That's because people have invested heavily in inpatient model and they are not comfortable getting the outpatient model up and about.
What are some of the things that you did before you started your business that will be helpful tips to some of the listeners who haven't yet taken the first step on the entrepreneur way?
Well, I made sure that I knew my specialization backwards and forwards. You want to be sure you are the best in the business before introducing the model that disrupts the status quo. So that's what I did.
Indra, we're now going to jump forward in time and talk about the time when you became an entrepreneur. Do you think culture is important from the beginning in a business?
The culture you nurture is the key to quality. From the very beginning, I have insisted that my clinical team met the patients where they are. This is a psychological speech. So I have never tolerated treating an individual suffering from addiction issues in a disrespectful manner. So the culture is nurture.
How do you make sure that you hire the right people so that they fit with the culture in your business?
I hire people because being a psychiatrist, when I interview these people who are applying for jobs, I look into their personality, how they receive criticism, constructive criticism, how much they are looking forward to work with this set of patients, because it's the stigma. Are they stigmatizing these patients? Are they judging my patients? So if those things really fit the role that I'm looking for, then they get hired. Once they are hired, I personally train them, and also the ones who have already been trained by me would jump in and help me train the rest.
Knowing what you know now, is there anything that if you'd known it when you started out that would have helped you to shortcut the learning curve?
Of course, I would have invested more heavily in marketing if I had known the resistance to a new treatment model.
And where would you have spent the money on that? What would you have done with your marketing? What would you have done?
What kind of marketing? Marketing, getting marketers to go to the community and different ways of marketing. Like it can be a billboard, it can be a person knocking on the facilities and the individual therapist office, explaining the newer model and the safety of referring patient to this outpatient detoxification.
How much does gut feeling influence your decisions in your business?
It is a factor, but it works sometimes and sometimes it does not. You cannot always make the right decision. You have to make the best decision you can and make it right.
And what makes you uncomfortable as an entrepreneur, Indra?
I am just a clinical provider. I'm not a marketer. That makes me uncomfortable. How I wish I had learned a little bit about marketing, and how I wish I was able to do more business-oriented talk, which I'm not very comfortable with.
Mm-hmm. But isn't your...
service. I'm not doing customer service. I'm doing more clinical work. But the bedside manners for physician in general is not that good. But I have criticized myself, and I have really made myself more available for my patients, more respectful to my patients' feelings. And I also use more often the motivational interviewing, so that helps me connect with the patient and make them get to the next level.
Mm-hmm. Isn't your value in helping your patients, though, rather than trying to do marketing?
Yes. I would be much bolder with my expansion plans, if I could really get to have this marketing skills. But then what is happening is that I am starting to hire marketers. Yeah. Initially, I didn't do that.
What do you think are some of the secrets to success?
The secret to success, in my opinion, is that if you want to shine like the sun, you have to burn like it also. So the success comes from perseverance, dedication, and never take a no for an answer.
Life is made of constant change, whether we like it or not. And many people say that the only constant in life is change. Indra, how do you try to keep up with change?
In my industry, the addiction industry I'm talking about, the challenge is to keep up with evolving and new drugs that come to the market on a daily basis. So I can treat patients who become addicted to them. I elicit information from my patients about the latest, greatest drug in the market and figure out how it affects their body. So I'm able to treat their addiction, because we are not getting trained about the newer drugs. Say, for example, people use ketamine, Special K, fentanyl now, and also something called Crocodile, which was also sweeping into the patient population. So I learned through my patients what was it like to use these drugs and what kind of high are they looking for, and then looked at where it acts in the brain, what kind of receptors does it affect, and then put a treatment plan together.
What is your favorite book on entrepreneurialism, business, personal development, leadership, or motivation? And can you tell us why you have chosen it?
Neil, this is a good question. I do not read books outside of my specialty. Uh-huh. Being a physician, I have a lot of reading to do related to maintaining my board certification and educating myself about newer drugs. As far as entrepreneurship goes, I am from the School of Hard Knocks.
The thing is, with the School of Hard Knocks, it could be an expensive school, can't it?
That is true. It has costed me quite a bit. 7 years of luck, my hard work, toils and tears, but it's paying off.
It's one of those things, Indra, that I understand what you're saying, but at the same time, if you think about it, some of those lessons you've learned through your School of Hard Knocks, maybe you could have learned some of those without taking the cost of them, and it actually free up some time for you in your business if you did that.
You are absolutely right. But, think about this. This was when I opened my clinics, when I started thinking about the outpatient model, I was thinking, hey, this is an opiate epidemic. We are short of staff. So there are not enough psychiatrists, to addiction psychiatrists, to treat these patients. And I constantly heard that people are waiting 3 to 5 days or even a week before they can find a bed. And in the interim, so many mothers have been like coming up and talking about the loss of their loved ones waiting for the bed. So I thought, oh, open the doors and I can really reach up to these people and they will be pouring in. So that was my mistake, in a way. I thought I will be so busy getting these patients into my facility, but that's not the truth.
Folks, when you have a busy life, listening to audiobooks is a great way to expand your knowledge in the time when you may be doing other things, such as driving or when you are at the gym. We have a special offer for you of a free audiobook of your choosing. To choose your free audiobook, go to www.freeaudiobookoffer.com. As long as you've not already signed up, then you will qualify. Indra, are you ready to speculate about the future?
Yes, I am.
Oh, good. You sound very definite about that. What one thing would you do with your business if you knew that you could not fail?
I would be much bolder with my expansion plans. I would like to make this care available to a vast majority of people suffering from addiction so they can access the treatment while staying in their living environment.
What skill, if you were excellent at it, would help you the most to double your business?
I would say marketing. After all, it's not the guy with the best mousetrap that is successful. It's the guy who markets it well. However, we now are starting to hire professional marketers to cover the gap.
In 5 years from now, if a well-known business publication was publishing an article on your business after talking to your customers and suppliers, what would you like it to say?
Neil, I would like to get recognized as having made a difference. I would like the publication to say that the Center for Network Therapy introduced a more effective and cheaper modality of care, which has helped thousands of individuals suffering from addiction to access care and achieve sobriety in the United States.
It's now time for 3 golden nuggets. Indra, what is your favorite quote and how have you applied it?
I had mentioned this earlier. If you want to shine like the sun, you have to burn like it also. Nothing comes easy. There are always sacrifices to be made in your professional and personal life in order to achieve your business goals.
How have you applied that?
I have made a lot of personal life sacrifices. Number one, not going for dream vacations and not spending too much time in my activities that I would like to socialize, do book clubs, take kids out to cities to visit family, friends. I have really given up on so many things at a personal level in order to keep up with my business success.
Do you have any favorite online resources you can share with us that will be useful for other entrepreneurs?
Not really. I don't have any online resource at this point in time.
Do you use the internet?
I do. The only reason I use internet is to find out the trend of newer drugs out there in the market.
Okay.
Eurobid is one of these internet sites where I would check often to see how younger kids are using drugs now. Mm-hmm. There are chemical substances that they experiment with. And when Flaca was making a big sound in the country, that helped me understand what is Flaca and how to treat it. Mm-hmm.
So do you use things like Google, for example? Do you use that?
Yes, I use Google, but in my industry, Google does not give you much insightful information.
Okay.
Has to be specialized, Neil. You need to chase. Like, I would use NIDA, SAMHSA. They have those websites where I could, like, really get more meaningful and appropriate information in order to run my business. Mm-hmm.
What is your best advice to other entrepreneurs?
Entrepreneurship is not easy. If you are following your heart, you will find a way. Perseverance is probably the most important attribute to possess. That'll be the best advice I can give to everyone who wants to be successful businessman.
Folks, if you didn't manage to get a note of Indra's favorite resource, you can find the links on Indra's show notes page. Just go to theentrepreneurway.com and search for Indra or Indra C. Danby in the search box. Indra, is there anything else you would like to add about your business?
I would say we need more outpatient detoxification and outpatient model to be successful in order to fight this epidemic, opiate epidemic, the substance abuse problem that we have throughout the country and also in the world now.
Thank you for that, Indra. Indra, it really has been an honour having you on the show today. Thank you for coming on and talking about your business, the Centre for Network Therapy, and also talking about how you're helping people with opiate addictions, and you're doing things in a different way. You're actually disrupting the market. You've created a different way, which means that people don't need to come and stay at your centres. They can come in on each day and then go home. And obviously, that's change. I mean, you're creating some resistance to that. But it seems like you've got a great idea there. You've also shared with us some of your insight and your philosophy and your perspective on what it takes to be a successful entrepreneur. And you've given us some great tips as well. So thank you very much for coming on the show today.
Neil, thank you so much for giving me an opportunity to get myself out there. Looking forward to working with you more in the future.
And so am I, Indra, and you are welcome, and thank you.
You have a great evening.
Folks, you have been listening to Neil Ball chatting with Indra C. Danby on The Entrepreneur Way. If you have enjoyed the show, please share it on social media and subscribe to our email on The Entrepreneur Way website. Also, please add your comments on Indra's show notes page on The Entrepreneur Way website at www.theentrepreneurway.com and search for Indra or Indra C. Danby in the search box. Thank you for listening, and until the next episode tomorrow, goodbye.
Thank you for listening to The Entrepreneur Way. Subscribe to our podcast and follow us on Twitter at Neil D. Ball.